This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. He will also chair the conference tomorrow. The three-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. The hearing phase for the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the electoral rolls has commenced in West Bengal today. A report.
A total of 3,234 hearing centers have been finalized across the state. In the first phase, around 3.2 million unmapped voters, those who could not establish any link with the 2002 voter list, are being called for hearing. Voters will be allowed to submit up to 12 recognized documents, including the Aadhaar card. However, the Aadhaar card alone will not be considered as a sufficient document for establishing the voter's identity. The voter list from Bihar's SIR exercise conducted last year will also be considered as a valid document. The Election Commission has clearly warned that submitting fake or forged documents will be treated as a punishable offense. The state's chief electoral officer, Manoj Kumar Agarwal, stated that the hearings are being conducted under strict supervision by more than 4,500 micro-observers. Apart from authorized personnel such as the ERO, AERO, BLO and observers, no one will be allowed inside the hearing centers. It has also been announced that photo documentation will be carried out at every center during the hearings. Sandipan Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
An inquiry committee headed by Joint Director General of the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Sanjay K. Brahmane, has submitted its report on operational disruptions of IndiGo flights. The committee was constituted on 5th of this month to conduct a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances that led to the massive flight disruptions across the country. The report was submitted yesterday evening by four-panel committee. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Goa, Karnataka and Jharkhand beginning today. The president will leave for Goa this evening. Tomorrow, President Murmu will take a sea sortie in a submarine from Karwar Harbour in Karnataka. On Monday, the president will grace the centenary celebrations of Ol Chiki Lipi at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand. The 359th birth anniversary of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, the founder of Khalsa Panth, is being observed at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib at Patna Sahib, Sri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar, and across Punjab and other parts of the country today. Several religious events across the country and abroad, including at Sri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar, are going on to commemorate not only the birth anniversary of the 10th Sikh Guru, but also the martyrdom of his Sahibzadas and his mother as well. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended greetings on the sacred Prakash Utsav of Sri Guru Gobind Singh. In a social media post, the President said, Sri Guru Gobind Singh, with indomitable courage and rare sagacity, inspired people to live righteously. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, said, Sri Guru Gobind Singh remains an embodiment of courage, compassion and sacrifice. Dense fog has disrupted the movement of several trains in various parts of the country due to low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 19 trains are delayed by over 2 hours. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. Thailand and Cambodia have signed a ceasefire agreement to halt fighting along their disputed border. Thai Defence Minister Nathapon Nagpanit and Cambodian Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Thi Seha signed the agreement today at a border checkpoint in Thailand's Chanthaburi province. Indian all-rounder Deepthi Sharma broke multiple records during the third T20 against Sri Lanka in Thiruvananthapuram. With a spell of 3 for 18, she surpassed Australian legend Elsie Perry to become the third highest wicket taker in women's international cricket, claiming 333 wickets overall. In the T20 internationals, Deepthi became the first Indian across men's and women's cricket to reach 150 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.